بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the discussions on the topic of knowing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And we were looking at the ways that the mushriks, the disbelievers, in Mecca, the ways that they resorted to in confronting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, from accusations like he is a soothsayer, a magician, that the Quran is a word of a human, mockery, creating doubts, tales of the ancient, the Quran is not but a lie, a human who teaches him, objections, and then it intensified to challenges. It intensified reaching challenges. Challenges for what? In order to cast doubt, at least in their opinion, on the validity of his claim of prophethood sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they requested to, or they asked for miracles. They asked for miracles to affirm that he is a prophet. Abdullah bin Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that Quraysh told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, invoke Allah, invoke your Lord, ask your Lord to make for us the Mount of Safa and the Mount of Safa gold, to turn it into gold, and we will believe in you. So he said to them, will you? They said yes. So he invoked, and Jibreel came, telling him that your Lord Azza wa Jal greets you with salam and says, if you wish, I will turn the Mount Safa into gold. Then afterwards, whoever disbelieves, he will be tortured, the kind of torture none would receive from all that which exists. And if you wish, I will open for them a door of repentance and mercy. So the Prophet ﷺ said, but rather a door of repentance and mercy. Ibn Abbas said, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the following verse in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17:59. قال الله تعالى وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات إلا أن كذب بها الأولون وآتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة. And nothing stops us from sending the ayat, the proofs, evidences, signs, but the people of old denied them. And we sent the she-camel to Thamud, to the tribe of Thamud, to the people of Thamud, as a clear sign, but they did her wrong. And we sent not the signs except to warn and to make them afraid of destruction. So, the sign of the she-camel was not of a benefit to Thamud in terms of bringing them to faith. And thus, similarly with Quraysh, despite of this, the mushriks still insisted to show them signs. So, the Prophet ﷺ showed them the great sign which Allah gave him. he pointed to the moon. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to the moon, and behold, it split into two pieces. One piece above the Mount of Qubais in Mecca, and the other above the Mount of Qa'iqan, and the mushriks and other looking and seeing this great sign in the upper world. So they saw something they never saw before, something which they even did not hear that it occurred to any of the messengers before. They were amazed, but faith did not settle in their hearts, and instead they went for their disdainfulness and said, now Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing magic to us. A Sahabi Abdullah bin Mas'ud saw the splitting of the moon, and the Quran mentioned this clearly and vividly in Surah Al-Qamar. Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the Most High says, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر وكذبوا واتبعوا أهواءهم وكل أمر مستقر ولقد جاءهم من الأنباء ما فيه مزدجر حكمة بالغة فما تغني النذر فتول عنهم يوم يدعو الداع إلى شيء نكر خش عن أبصارهم يخرجون من الأجداف كأنهم جراد منتشر مهطعين إلى الداع يقول الكافرون هذا يوم عسر كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح فكذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر.
الله سبحانه وتعالى says, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The hour has drawn near, and the moon has been cleft asunder. The people of Mecca requested the Prophet ﷺ to show them a miracle. So he showed them the splitting of the moon. وَإِنْ يَرَوْ آيَةً يُعْرِضُوا وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ What did they say, however? And if they see a sign, they turn away and they say, this is continuous magic. وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقَرٍ They belied the verses of the Quran and followed their own lusts, and every matter will be settled according to the kinds of deeds. For the doer of good deeds, his deeds will take him to paradise, and similarly evil deeds will take their doers to hell. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاءِ مَا فِيهِ مُزْدَجَرٍ And indeed there has come to them news in this Quran wherein there is enough warning to check them from evil. حِكْمَةٌ بَالِغَةٌ فَمَا تُغْنِ النُّذُرُ Perfect wisdom. But the preaching of warners benefit them not. So Muhammad ﷺ withdrew from them the day that the caller will call them to a terrible thing. They will come forth with humbled eyes from their graves as if they were locusts spread abroad, hastening towards the caller. The disbelievers will say, "This is a hard day." Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that the hour is drawing near. Despite all of this, these beliers still belying, not ready for its occurrence. And Allah shows them the signs, the great signs, telling that it is coming for sure. So when these beliers asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and insisted to show them a sign, he pointed to the moon, and behold, it cleft asunder. One piece above Mount of Abi Qubais, and the other above the Mount of Qaiqan, and they looking and gazing at this wonderful and this great miracle. But they didn't believe. They said, "This is continuous magic." And that's why Allah said here, وَأَنْ يَرَوْا آيَةً يُعْرِضُوا. And if they see a sign, so their intent is not to follow the truth and guidance, but rather to follow their desires. And that's why he immediately said, وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Rather, they belied and followed their desires. Had it been, or will it be, a true search for guidance, then they would have definitely believed and would have followed the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because of the many proofs and signs which he offered them. And Allah tells us, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاءِ مَا فِيهِ مُزْدَجَرٌ. And indeed there has come to them news in the Quran wherein there is enough warning to check them from evil. Hikmah, wisdom, perfect wisdom from Allah. But it was of no avail. And this perfect wisdom is to establish the proof, so that no one can have a plea against Allah after sending the messengers. But with them, the preaching of warnings benefit them not. This is like the saying of Allah in another verse in Surah Yunus, in chapter 10, verse 97, where he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ كل آية حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. Even if every sign should come to them until they see the painful torment. قال شيخ الإسلام, شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the sign in the splitting of the moon, not in the sun, nor in the rest of the planets, because it is the closest to the earth, closer than the sun and the stars. And because this is the moon shining, such that if it is a split, everyone would see it. No one would have a doubt. And people saw it. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite this surah, Surah Al-Qamar, which we heard to part of its recitation earlier, in congregational prayers, like during the Salat Al-Eid, the Eid prayers. Everyone testified to that. No one objected. No one denied it. And had it been something fictional, I mean something that didn't occur, people would have hastened to deny. Also, the mushriks resorted to ways of argumentation. The Prophet ﷺ, for example, told them, there is none worshipped besides Allah deserves so. And there is no good to have someone worshipped besides Allah. And the Quraysh knew that the Christians worshipped Jesus alayhi salam, son of Mary. So they started to make argumentation. We read this in Surah Az-Zukhruf 57.
ولما ضرب ابن مريم مثلا إذا قومك منه يصدون وقالوا أآلهتنا خير أم هو ما ضربوه لك إلا جدلا بل هم قوم خصمون إن هو إلا عبد أنعمنا عليه وجعلناه مثلا لبني إسرائيل ولو نشاء لجعلنا منكم ملائكة في الأرض يخلفون وإنه لعلم للساعة فلا تمترن بها واتبعون هذا صراط مستقيم.
See how their argument went in the first verse. Allah Ta'ala, and when the son of Mary, وَلَمَّا ضُرِبَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ مَثَلًا إِذَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْهُ يَصِدُّونَ, and when the son of Mary, of Maryam, is quoted as an example, meaning Jesus is worshipped like their idols. So what's wrong with our idols therefore? You see, we should remember here that Isa alayhi salam, Jesus never called for the worship of himself. Rather, he called to the worship of Allah. Allah said about him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُوا. Verily, Allah is my Lord and your Lord, then worship him alone. So here, this is their argumentation. And when the son of Maryam, of Mary, is quoted as an example, that he was worshipped by his people, by the Christians, so they took it as, well, Jesus is worshipped like their idols. Behold, your people cry aloud, laugh at all example, and say, our Aliha, our gods, better, or is he? So he is worshipped, and our gods are worshipped, so what's the difference? They quoted not the above example except for argument. Except for argument. Nay, but they are quarrelsome people. He, Jesus, was not more than a slave. We granted our favor to him and we made him an example to the children of Israel. And from the other arguments they used was their question concerning the soul. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related this in the Quran in chapter 17 verse 85, قال الله تعالى ويسألونك عن الروح قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا. And they ask you, O Muhammad, concerning the ruh, the spirit, say the Ruh, the Spirit, it is one of the things, the knowledge of which is only with my Lord. And of knowledge you mankind have been given only little. So they said, well, we have been given only a little, yet we have been given the Torah. And the one who had been given the Torah indeed had been given a lot, abundant good. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the following verse. 109 from Surah Al-Kahf, 18:109. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي.
قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفذ البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا.
You say you have been given the Quran and the Torah, and so the one who had been given the Torah had been given abundant good. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the following verse. Say, Muhammad, if the sea were ink for writing the words of my Lord, surely the sea would be exhausted before the words of my Lord would be finished, even if we brought another sea like it for its ink. Also, they argued as to why the Quran was not sent as one time, as a whole. We read this in Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 31, verse 32. لَوْ لَنُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا. Verse, citation. Al-Furqan 32, the Furqan will be 25. I'm sorry, I told you 31. Sorry about that. Al-Furqan 25, yes. And those who disbelieve say, why is not the Quran revealed to him all at once? Allah responded, thus it is sent down in parts that we may strengthen your heart thereby. And we have revealed it to you gradually in stages. Over 23 years period. So the reason is كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَ وَرَتَّلْنَهُ تَرْتِيلًا. Thus it was sent down that we may strengthen your heart. Also the mushriks disputed, argued about the pre-decree of Allah. Even they blamed their shirk on the pre-decree, taking the pre-decree of Allah as an excuse, while they don't know what Allah had pre-decreed. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them and rebukes them and scolds at them, as in Surah Al-Qamar, verses 48-49. الله تعالى
إن المجرمين في ضلال وسعر يوم يسحبون في النار على وجوههم ذوقوا مس سقر إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر وما أمرنا إلا واحدة كلمح بالبصر ولقد أهلكنا أشياعكم فهل من مدكر وكل شيء فعلوه في الزبر وكل صغير وكبير مستطر إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر.
اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا And our commandment is but on is one as the twinkling of an eye. And indeed we have destroyed your likes. Then is there any that will remember or receive admonition? And each and everything they have done is noted in their records of deeds. And before that, Allah mentioned that the day they will be dragged in the fire on their faces, it will be said to them, taste you the touch of hell. Verily, we have created all things with qadar, with divine preordainments of all things. And our commandment is but one as the twinkling of an eye, and indeed we have destroyed your likes. Then is there any that will remember or receive admonition? And each and everything they have done is noted in the records of their deeds, and everything small and big is written in the preserved tablet. Verily, the pious will be in the midst of gardens and rivers, in the seat of truth, in paradise, near the omnipotent King Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them, from the pious who will be near to him in paradise. They even argued concerning the creed of resurrection. They couldn't comprehend life after death, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about them in the Quran. Some of them, few of them, did believe and mentioned that in their points. But Allah tells us about the rejection of the majority of them. As in Surah As-Saffat, verse 16. 37 verse 16. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُثُونَ أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُثُونَ When we are dead and have become dust and bones, shall we then verily be resurrected? So there came Al-As bin Wa'il, one of them, by the name of Al-As bin Wa'il. He came holding some crumbled bones in his hands. And he came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mocking and asking, would Allah bring this bone to life again? This crumbled bones? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, yes, na'am, Allah will resurrect this. Then he will make you die. Then he will bring you to life. Then he will admit you to the fire of hell. Then Allah revealed the following verses in Surah Yasin 36, 77. Listen deeply with thought.